Well, I've always broken up the matzo.
Wayne Silverman has been making maple nut matzo granola in his kitchen for more than 40 years as a way to actually eat something tasty during Passover. He calls it matzola.
I eat my matzola in every way possible. I just snack on it, pop it in my mouth. I love to put it into yogurt.
He invited me to try his latest gluten-free version. He's been tweaking it for the past few months.
The crunch is great.
Actually, it's very good.
It's really good.
Because Jews were once slaves in Egypt and left in haste, they didn't have time for their bread to rise, which is why during Passover they eat matzah, unleavened bread, and abstain from eating other grains. So breakfast, says Silverman, can be challenging.
A lot of people have said that breakfast foods at Passover taste like the box. This doesn't taste like the box.
He thought his crunchy mixture of broken matzah nuts and raisins was so good, he started sending it to friends around the country. They loved it and kept telling him to sell it commercially. About 10 years ago, his wife and daughter took it around to some supermarkets, and some actually wanted to sell it.
They got sold at H-E-B's and some Albertsons, and everyone loved it. It all sold out. And then Safeway said they wanted 10,000 cases, and we got scared, and we just said, let's go back to our day jobs. And it went into hibernation.
Silverman continued his career in nonprofit administration, but kept making his matzola.
We've been talking about it all along. And Laura has said, my wife has said, we have to do this. And we can't, you know, end our lives and not know how this would turn out.
So last May at age 60, he left his job, joined forces with a couple college friends, invested his savings, and went to New York to find a company to back him. Kosher Passover foods are a small but mighty niche market.
There is a set of dietary requirements during Passover, and it makes formulating and creating new products a little bit of a challenge.
Mike Schall has worked in food product development for more than 30 years and served as president and CEO of Manischewitz, a major kosher food company. He says matzola is something he'd never seen before in the kosher food segment.
When you take out things like corn syrup and other ingredients from kosher for Passover products, it tends to reduce the flavor levels. And matzola is one of those items that is a combination of kosher for Passover ingredients that really makes it delicious.
Schall helped introduce Silverman to Streitz, a family-owned kosher company that's been making matzah for more than 100 years in New York's Lower East Side. Streitz not only bought the innovative idea, they decided to make and distribute the product and be a partner in the company. Matzola made its industry debut in November at the 20th Annual Kosher Fest in New Jersey and won Best New Passover Product. Consumers got their first taste of the commercial product last month when Laura Silverman brought samples to a Jewish holiday festival in Atlanta.
Have you tried a sample?
Mother of three, Javi Lewis, bought a can on the spot.
It's delicious. It tastes like a granola bar. Really good.
And 66-year-old Jonathan Levine?
More than acceptable.
Well, he bought three cans.
For Passover products and just in general, as a trail mix type of thing, it tastes very good.
In less than a year, matzola went from Wayne Silverman's kitchen shelf to shelves across the country at Kroger, Albertsons, Stop & Shop, and Whole Foods, who's selling an exclusive whole wheat version. But you'll have to wait until next summer to try the gluten-free mix. For WABE News, I'm Susan Middleman.